Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
Last weekend, Prime Minister Andrew Holness hosted the nation's Olympians at a special event at Jamaica House as part of a series of celebrations to honor their exploits at the recent Rio Olympics. We caught up with several of the athletes at the event, where they shared their views on a range of topics. I'm Vaughn Davis, and you're listening to Sports Spotlight. Minister of Culture, Gender Affairs, Entertainment and Sports Olivia Grange recently announced that the government has commissioned the creation of 4 statues to honor the contributions of track and field icons Usain Bolt, Asafa Powell, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce and Veronica Campbell-Brown. Each athlete expressed sincere gratitude for the gesture, thanking the government for their consideration.
I mean, it's a great privilege for me, you know what I mean, to be honored with a statue, and I think that's one of the greatest accomplishments, and you know, it's good that they're doing this when we're alive and still young, and we can really go and look and you know, say, hey, that's me, you know?
I think it's pretty cool, man. That's something different. You know, you work hard to be the best in the world, so when you get these accolades, it feels good to know that people recognize that what the work they have put in.
World's fastest man, Usain Bolt, and before him, sub-10 king, Asafa Powell.
That is such an honor and a blessing. Last for words, it is extraordinary to be recognized in that way. So I'm very thankful.
I guess I'm overwhelmed. Growing up, the only statue I saw was Merlin at the Donnell Quarry. And just to be able to have one that represents, you know, who you are as an athlete, you know, it's really wonderful. And I'm looking forward to it, not just for me, but for others who are coming on to see, you know, just the work that I've done.
Pocket Rocket Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, and before her, Jamaica's most decorated female sprint athlete, Veronica Campbell-Brown. For those looking to see Campbell-Brown hang up her spikes anytime soon, she says they're in for a long wait.
I know that I'm not finished yet. I've had some ups and downs, but I know that there are still great things in store. I still feel the passion and the love for it. Training is not overwhelming more than it has always been, so it's still fun. So that's why I keep doing it.
Asafa Powell has a similar feeling, saying that he has no retirement plans just yet. When the time does come, however, he plans to keep contributing to track and field athletics.
I want to give back as much as I can to the sport in whatever way I can. You know, if it's in motivating others, if it's coaching, if it's whatever it is, you know, I'll be giving back.
Leading the new generation of Jamaica's track and field stars are women's 100 and 200 meter Olympic champion Elaine Thompson and men's 110 meter hurdle Olympic champion Omar McLeod. Both are yet to come down from the high they experienced after their exploits in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
To be honest, I will always be on a high. You know, the Olympics is the pinnacle of all sports, and to be an Olympic champion at this age, you know, but let alone Olympian, and just to top it off with being an Olympic champion, it's a great feeling, and there's something that nobody can take away from you, so I'm still on that cloud.
Thompson says she is confident she can manage whatever comes next in her career, largely because of the example set by her MVP club teammate, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce.
What motivates me, I was a runner from when I was small, coming to MVP and see so much Olympians and gold medalists, see how determined Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce is. I try to adapt that, and I guess it motivates me a lot.
Jamaica's history-making diver, Yonah Knight Wisdom, says he too is still relishing the feeling of being an Olympian.
It's an unbelievable feeling. It's something I can't really put into words. It's a dream come true to be an Olympian now.
He is well aware that he may have inspired many Jamaican youngsters to contemplate the sport of diving. For those seriously interested in picking up the sport, he has this piece of advice.
Diving is a difficult sport. It takes a while to get into it and get good at it. So, you know, stay patient. I think it's the same thing with every sport. Just stay patient and keep working hard. If you love it, then you might as well stick at it.
Jamaican Olympic diver Yonah Knight Wisdom. That's it for this week's Sports Spotlight. Thanks for joining us. I am Vaughn Davis, inviting you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, for more developments in sports.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.